This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Check out iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman, and happy Thanksgiving to everybody out there listening today. And as we sit down to today's feast, we always take time to be thankful for all the blessings in our life. However, as we pause to give thanks, please remember to thank those who produce our food. Without farmers and ranchers, we would be in a very bad way. Senator Chuck Grassley has often said that we're only three meals away from revolution, which means it would be great unrest if there wasn't enough food to feed people for just a day and a half. And while we're greatly accustomed to having all the food whenever we want it, we're also finding ourselves spending more money than in recent years to secure that food, and farmers seem to be getting a smaller share of those profits. We hear more right after this.
If you thought soybeans were only used for tofu, think again. From tires and adhesives to next-generation asphalt, soy is used to create over 1,000 industrial products and counting. Thanks to your soy checkoff investment, the sky's the limit for Iowa soybean farmers. Oh, and speaking of skies, did I mention soy is also used in sustainable aviation fuel? The Iowa Soybean Association, powered by the Soy Checkoff, is driven to deliver for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Learn more at iasoybeans.com.
Recently, we got reports from the American Farm Bureau Federation and the National Farmers Union. The AFBF released its 38th annual survey of the average cost of the Thanksgiving dinner prices for a group of 10. The latest information shows that the price of the meal has dropped almost $3 from $64.05 in last year to $61.17 this year. However, it's still sharply higher than the $53.31 price tag we saw in 2021 and 25% higher than it was in 2019. The shoppers that make up the survey group check prices of several Thanksgiving staples for the first few days of November. The centerpiece of the meal, the turkey, led the price retreat at an average price of $1.71 per pound, which was 5.6% cheaper than a year ago. And USDA announced that even prices were lower the second week of the month. They also surveyed things like cranberries, sweet potatoes, carrots and celery, peas, pie shells, cube stuffing, dinner rolls, pumpkin pie mix, whole milk, and whipping cream. However, it seems that more and more the farmers and ranchers who produce this food are getting the shorter end of the Thanksgiving dinner dollar. The National Farmers Union released its annual survey of the average price that farmers receive for the feast we consume. If we compare that against AFBF's findings, we'll see that out of that average cost of $61.57 for that average Thanksgiving dinner, only $3.57 of that goes to the American farmer. That means $58 of those profits go to people between the farmer and the consumer. Now, farmers know that there are many hands that play a part in getting our products to consumers' tables. Truckers that haul the goods to processing and to the distribution facilities. Workers that process the goods. Truckers that ship the products. The distributors that have to sort it and make sure it's taken care of. And also those who put it on the shelves to sell to the public. Nowhere in there are farmers saying that these people don't deserve a share of the profit because they're doing a share of the work. However, what is alarming is that those who make sure that the products we consume are sustainable and safe are receiving barely more than 5% of the Thanksgiving dollar. Now, farmers are much too modest to make loud complaints about the situation, especially during the holiday. They understand that this is just part of the situation of marketing food in the United States. So please take the time to remember farmers and thank them in your Thanksgiving prayers or reflections this year. They're proud to be a part of your holiday feast and thankful for your consumption of their products. You can find those full numbers from the National Farmers Union and the American Farm Bureau Federation at the story at iowaagnet.com, and you can see just where those numbers are going. For Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, wishing you and yours a happy Thanksgiving, I'm Dustin Huffman.